Ayaz, currently, what is the situation like in Kunduz?
Well, it appears, even though the government has made claims that it has, its security forces have made some advances since yesterday, but as of this moment, the Taliban seems to be firmly in control of the Kunduz city, and its fighters have surrounded the city airport, where reinforcements of Afghan security forces have landed 2 days ago, but they have not been able to come out of the airport because they are under attack from Taliban fighters. So they are unable to move towards the city. And then we see there were reinforcements that arrived in the neighboring Baghlan province from where they wanted to advance towards Kunduz. But then the Taliban fighters in small groups had already positioned themselves and mined roads. And as a result, Afghan security forces have not been able since yesterday to make any advances from that side of the Kunduz city. So it seems that the government, despite making certain claims and promises, has not been able to make any significant advances. And the Taliban, in the meantime, are consolidating their positions because they have captured a couple of districts in the neighboring Tahar province, and they have been able to maintain peace within the Kunduz city. So it's quite an embarrassing situation for President Ashraf Ghani's government in Kabul. And there was a very angry mood that was witnessed today in the parliament, which was in session, and they summoned top security officials to the session today to seek an explanation for this major failure that led to the collapse of Kunduz to the Taliban.
There are also apparently reports by healthcare workers and people working for relief organizations. Apparently, they have been targeted, I guess, by the Taliban.
Yes, there were some pictures also circulated on social media, and even United Nations, in its latest statement today, also discussed those disturbing developments that people are being targeted by Taliban insurgents in the city. But the Taliban spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, has issued repeated statements over the last 24 hours denying those reports, saying that the situation, according to him, is calm and no such incident has taken place. And instead, the Taliban has announced certain phone numbers, telephone numbers for the people, those associated with aid organizations, to contact on those numbers in case they are finding any difficulties. But obviously, it is not possible to verify independently whether whatever the Taliban is saying is actually true. But yes, there have been a number of aid organizations that have already relocated from the city because of security concerns. I mean, shortly after the Taliban arrived in the city, and they have discussed these disturbing developments. But let me just tell you that Kunduz, situation in Kunduz have been volatile for the past few years, and especially in recent months, things have been very, very difficult in terms of the overall security situation there, because we have seen internal rivalries within the provincial administration, where the governor has been from the Pashtun ethnic community, whereas this police chief and other security officials represent the Tajik community. So that internal rivalry over the last few years has led to creation of certain power groups, armed power groups that are supporting one faction in the administration or the other. So they are also obviously in a position to take advantage of this volatile situation in Kunduz. So it is very difficult to really determine exactly who is responsible or behind those incidents of looting and robberies and even certain reports of rape that have been committed. So it's not possible, because there's no aid organization currently present other than this Doctors Without Borders. They say their hospital has been treating scores of patients since the fighting broke out, and they are in a position to discuss exactly how many people have suffered, civilian casualties have happened. But obviously, it is not possible to find out exact details about what is happening inside the city, where Taliban fighters appear to be in full control.
Thank you very much, Ayaz. That's Ayaz Gul reporting from Islamabad.
Thank you.